Good morning. Welcome, everybody. This is your morning motivation where I pour into you because we are so accustomed to pouring into everybody else that we need somebody to pour into us. So this is your morning motivation. Listen, I ain't gonna lie, y'all. I told y'all I was gonna be a little bit late because I was going to physical therapy, baby. I stayed up all night watching Netflix and I overslept because you know that there are times that we don't feel like getting up. There are times that we don't feel like doing stuff. And this was one of those mornings where I was just like, you know what? I don't feel like getting up. I overslept. I don't feel like being productive today. But here I am. Here I am. Even though I didn't feel like being productive, here I am. Even though I didn't feel like waking up this morning and I wanted to stay in the bed, here I am. Because even though we have those moments, we still show up for us. We still have to show up for us, even though we don't feel like it. And sometimes that is the hard part. That is the hard part. To continue to show up for us, even when we don't feel like it. Because if we don't show up for us, then who is going to get us out that bed? Who is going to show up for us? Who is going to push us to be the best version of ourselves that we can possibly be? So we have to be that for ourselves. We have to do that for ourselves. Because like I told you, people expect you not to show up. People expect you to be absent. They expect you to be absent, but baby, I'm gonna keep on showing up. They want you to be absent. They don't want you to show up because they know that when you arrive, your greatness arrives with you. That when you arrive, your potential arrives with you. When you arrive, your light arrives with you. And so they, in fact, have to dim their light because you have now entered the building. So they don't want you to show up. They want you to keep sleeping on you. But baby, we woke. We woke. Okay? But listen, we recently moved into this bigger place. And y'all know, if y'all saw my video, that I recently resigned from my teaching job. Right before we moved into this place. So if this is not walking on faith, If this is not walking by faith, I don't know what is, because you know with bigger place means bigger rents, means that you have to pay more rent because you moved into a bigger space. But baby, I'm invested in myself. I believe in myself. I'm showing up for myself. So I know that I will not be lacking. I know that I will not be lacking because I took the time to invest in me. I started to believe in me. I'm showing up for myself. So I know that even though my rent has gone up, it's going to get paid because I'm walking by faith. Listen, sometimes you have to walk through that fear. Sometimes that fear can try to hold you back, but you have to go and you have to push through that fear. Because baby, we are not meant to be scared. Baby, we are meant to succeed. We are meant to succeed. Baby, you have overcome so much in your life, and yet you are still standing, and you are always going to get up. It don't matter how many times life knocks you down. Don't you get back up? Don't you get back up each and every time that life knocks you down? Okay, false evidence appearing real. Baby, the shit is not real. It's in our head because we are overthinkers. We are overthinkers. And so we will overthink shit to death. We just overthink and think of everything that could go wrong, but we don't ever think of the shit that could go right. Ooh, that is the motivation for this morning. That is the motivation for this morning. We think we are overthinkers and we think of everything that could go wrong, but we don't ever think about what could go right. We don't ever think about what if this actually works out for me. What if I actually do what I set out to do. So, baby, it's not fear of failure, because we are not scared to fail, because, baby, we already know what that feels like. So if you know what something feels like, then you're not scared of it. See, I'm not scared to walk because I walk every day. I put my feet on the ground and I walk every day. So I'm not scared to walk. But I am scared to swim, because that's something that I don't know how to do. I am scared to swim. I'm scared to swim because I don't know how to do that. That's not something that I'm not accustomed to. So, baby, you're not scared to fail, because we're used to shit not going our way. What you're scared of is success. Ooh. Listen, what you're scared of is success. You're not scared to fail because we already know what that is. We are scared. What if I actually do what I set out to do? Then I'm going to have to continue to do it. I'm going to always have to one-up myself. I'm going to have to make sure that I continue to succeed. It's easy. Baby, it's so easy to fail because that's something I'm used to. So I can stay in my comfort zone. I can stay where I'm comfortable at. But if I succeed, then I have to step out of my comfort zone. Come on. If I succeed, I have to be uncomfortable. If I succeed, I'm stepping into a realm that I don't know anything about. But I'm going to have to keep going. That's what you're scared of. You're scared of being uncomfortable. You're scared of getting out of that comfort zone. Failure is easy. Success is hard. Failure is comfortable. Success is uncomfortable. Because you have to worry if you can keep on doing it. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. If something is easy in life, it's not worth it. If something is easy in life, it's not worth it, because sometimes you have to fight for what you want. You have to listen. Your success is worth it. Your success is worth it. You are worth it. You have to have that yes, I can attitude. Yes, I can. You have to have an already attitude, baby. I'm already successful. All I gotta do is go get it. I'm already powerful. All I gotta do is be that. I'm already strong. All I gotta do is be that. You have to have that already attitude, that yes, I can attitude. I can and I will, so I'm going to. I can and I will, so I'm going to. And you are going to. So stop telling yourself everything that you can't do and tell yourself the shit that you can do. The things that you are going to do, that you are going to be successful. I need you to put in the comments things that you are going to do. Okay, listen. And it could be some, I'm going to clean my room. Because listen, sometimes that shit all, I'm going to get up and do something productive. So yes, even something like that, I'm going to clean my room. Put that out into the atmosphere. I'm going to pray. I'm going to trust. I'm going to sit in my accomplishments and enjoy. Ooh, now that's up. I'm going to sit in my accomplishments and enjoy, because sometimes people don't let you sit in your accomplishments because they have to remind you of how many times you did not accomplish. And we don't allow ourselves to sit in our accomplishments and be proud of ourselves and be proud of how far we made it. Sometimes you have to sit in your accomplishments and bask in your own success. I'm going to be the owner. Come on, I'm going to be the owner. I will no longer be an employee. I will no longer work for anybody else. I'm going to be the owner. I'm going to vote for us to win, because that's what we're going to do. We're going to always keep winning. I'm going to be the lender and not the borrower, baby, because I'm going to be out giving money. I'm not going to be borrowing in 2024. I'm going to be the lender. I will no longer be the borrower. Come, listen, I'm no longer going to be an option. I'm going to be a primary choice. Because that is what you are. You need to be the top choice in your life. And then you would expect others to choose you first. Because if you don't choose you, then how the hell you expect other people to choose you? If you don't choose you, then you can't expect other people to choose you. So you got to choose you first. It is going to be okay. You are going to make it. You are going to make it.
Are you a huge cunt?
Us too.
Wait, can we even say cunt?
Of course. It's empowering these days. Cunt, 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 cunt. I'm Ange Balasone, aka the drag queen, Fat Girl Gina.
And I'm Mike Fales, just a normal gay guy, I guess?
And we're the hosts of The Big Cunty Couch,
a gorgeous new talk show podcast where we invite queers and peers to sit bitch and be fierce on a huge ass couch
while we gab about all things gay.
So come get cozy
and cunty
with us. We're pan for platforms, so find us anywhere online and get listening, sweetie.
Or watching.
Or both.
Otherwise, why the hell am I in full drag?
And we'll see you on The Big Oh, wait, I thought we were going to say that together.
No. On the big cunty couch. Mwah.
Sometimes you just need to hear somebody say, it's going to be okay. You are going to make it. Sometimes you just need to hear it. You need to hear somebody tell you out loud. So now it's time for you to look at yourself and tell yourself out loud, I'm going to be okay. Can you just take a moment? Take a moment. Wrap your arms around yourself. Wrap your arms, because sometimes you need to love on you. That child inside you needs a hug. Wrap your arms around yourself. Close your eyes and say it out loud. If you gotta cry, baby, cry, because you need to heal right now. Somebody needs to know that they can make it out of their situation, because your situation does not determine your final destination. So somebody needs to know that they're gonna make it out of their situation. So wrap your arms around yourself and say, I am going to be okay. I'm going to be okay. I'm going to make it. How'd that make y'all feel? Whatever your I am is, wrap your arms around yourself and give yourself an I am affirmation. Whatever your I am is, give yourself an I am. And I want you to give yourself an I am every morning. Say it out loud and feel it. You're going to be okay. You will not be okay always. Okay? I'm going to say that one more time. You will not be okay always. Sometimes we have to take the time to forgive ourselves. It's all right. You did it. It's over with. Yes, I may have allowed the hurt to come into my life. I may have hurt myself, but I forgive me. And I'm going to be okay. I'm going to be all right. And I know that sometimes it feels like you're going to stay in that not okay. Sometimes it feels like you're going to stay in that not okay. Listen, I am a Christian. I don't know if you are. I don't read my Bible like I should, but certain passages just stick out to me. And one that always stuck out to me, it says, yea, though I walk through the valley. It said through the valley. What it did not say is that I was going to stay there. It said, it did not say, yea, though I walk in it. It didn't say, yea, though I walk in it. It said, yea, though I walk through the valley. So when you're going through something, when you're going through a tunnel, you don't stay in that tunnel. You're going through the tunnel. That means that you're going in on one side and coming out on the other. That means that, and look, and when you go in that tunnel, it's dark. That tunnel is dark when you go in it, but you see the light on the other side of the tunnel and you come out on that side. Ooh, listen to me. It says, yea, though I walk through the valley. Do you understand that the valley, a valley is the lowest place? A valley is the lowest place that you can possibly get. Yea, though I walk through that lowest place, but there's a higher power on the other side. There's somewhere higher on the other side. So when I go through this, I'm going to go somewhere higher. Because even though this valley I'm going through is low right now, I'm going through it and I'm going to get somewhere higher. It's going to take me somewhere higher. Baby, this is only temporary. I'm only going through this low place for a little while. But when I get to it, once I go through it, I know I'm going to get to it. And I'm going to get to a higher level. Baby, you got to go through something to get to something. Y'all better write this down. Baby, you have to go through something to get to something. So every time that you're going through something, think about the tunnel. You're going through that tunnel. And when you initially see that tunnel is dark. But you know that you have to go through that tunnel in order to get to the other side. When you begin to see that light, when you begin to see that light, stop giving up on that light. Baby, when you have somewhere that you got to get to, you have to go through all these towns. And sometimes the speed limit, it jumps from 75 to 35. Sometimes you got to move slower. It goes a little slower to get where you have to go. Sometimes you have to slow down. Sometimes life has a way of making you slow down because you're going too fast. You need to slow down. But you're going to still get to where you gotta be. It don't matter your speed limit. You're gonna still get to where you have to be. So if that speed limit dropped from 75 to 35, you don't wanna get caught in that speed trap. You gotta travel through these little towns to get to where you gotta be. Sometimes life has a way of slowing you down. Slow down. Cause you're going too fast. Sometimes we try to go too fast to get to where we need to be, and life has a way of slow. Hold up, bitch. Hold up. You going a little bit too fast. Hold up. Listen. So sometimes you have to go. Your speed limit has to drop. Your speed limit has to drop. Slow down. Breathe. And know that you're going to make it. You're going to still get to where you need to be. You will still get to your destination. Sometimes you just got to slow down a little bit. You ain't got to keep up with the pace of the world. The world expects you to keep up with them. People expect you to keep up with them. But just like the tortoise and the hare, baby, I'm going to still get to the finish line and make. It is quite possible that you're going to get there first. It's quite possible that you're going to get there first. Baby, it's okay to have a staggered start. If you ever watched a race, okay? Everybody don't start at the starting line. It's a staggered start. That's some people that start in the front, some people that start in the middle, some people that start in the back. It's a staggered start if you've ever watched a race. Not everybody starts at the starting line. But you'll be surprised that the person that was way in the back can surpass the person that was in the front. Oh, Baby, you'd be surprised that the person that's in the middle can surpass the person that was in the front. It's not where you start, baby. It's where you finish. It's not where you start at in your life. It's where you finish. Baby, you might have started in a place in your life where you was in the back, but you surpassed the people. You surpassed the people in the front that was looking and saw you back there and was ha, 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 ha. Baby, now you surpassed those people and now they eating your dust. And you, listen, it don't matter where you start. You gonna still make it to the finish line. And even if people pass you up, even if people pass you up, even if you cross that finish line last, you crossed the finish line. Still celebrate your victory. Even if you got to cross that finish line crawling, you crossed the finish line. And sometimes we don't celebrate the fact that we did it. It don't matter how we did it. We don't celebrate the fact that we did it. It don't matter if you came in last. We did it. It don't matter if you're not where you want to be. It's the fact that you got there. Listen. It's the fact that you got there. So celebrate that. Celebrate that. It's the fact that you got there. It don't matter how long it took you to get there. You celebrate your victory. Celebrate your victory. It don't matter if that other person got there before you. You still got there, so celebrate that. You have to stop living in your past. You got to stop looking backwards. Because that's the issue that a lot of us have. We look backwards. We look backwards to see all the things that we've been through. We look backwards and we hold on to that. We look backwards and say, well, if I just would have not tripped over that hurdle, then maybe I'd be. We look backwards and we see everything that tripped us up, but we don't see in the front. It's clear. It's smooth sailing going forward, but you're so busy looking back at everything that you tripped on that you don't see that in the front of you. I don't know who I'm speaking to, but baby, stop looking behind you at everything that tripped you up. And if you turn around and look forward, then you see that it's smooth ahead. But you can't see that because you're so busy with your neck turned around. If you keep looking backwards while you're moving forward, baby, you're going to trip and fall. Oh, I don't know who needed to hear that this morning. If you keep looking backwards and you trying to move forward, what you're going to do is trip and fall. Stop looking backwards. Are you not tired of tripping and falling? So stop looking backwards at every obstacle that got in your way and look forward. You'd be surprised how far you've come. Once you get to that finish line, and you turn around and look at how far you've come, baby, that's a victory right there. Celebrate yourself. A small victory is still a victory. Everything starts with a step, and you are going to celebrate every single step. It takes 100 pennies to make a dollar. It takes 100 pennies to make a dollar. But each penny has value. Each penny has value. And it adds up to something greater. It takes 100. Listen. It takes 100 pennies to make a dollar. But each penny has value. Each step in your life has value. Each time you put one foot in front of the other, it has value and it takes you to a greater place. Come on, y'all know I love my analogies. Each penny has value. And you don't have to throw yourself. Sometimes we end up throwing ourselves away. If I take a $20 bill, which just recently happened, I had a $20 bill and it was ripped. And I just knew. My son had tried and tried because we was at the little self-checkout at Walmart. And my $20 bill was ripped. And I kept trying to put it in there, and it kept spitting it back out. And I put it in there again, and it kept spitting it back out. I put it back in, and I spit it because it was ripped. And I just knew, and that was the only $20, because I didn't want to use my card, because I was like, look, I'm not going to use my card. I'm going to use this $20. But it was torn. And I kept putting it back in. It kept spitting it back out. I was just about to walk away and put all my stuff back. I was just about to say, you know what? Forget it. Baby, I took the $20 bill. And if you go to the register and not put it in the machine, she gonna still take that $20 bill, because that $20 bill still has value, irregardless of if it's ripped or not. Regardless if it's torn or not, regardless if it has writing on it, because sometimes we have scars and the writing on that $20 bill is scarred. So even if you scarred, it still has value. So just because I couldn't put it in the machine when I went to the register and gave it to that lady, she took it because it still had value. It still had value. It may not have gone where I wanted it to go. Who am I speaking to? It may not have gone where I needed it to go. It didn't go in the machine like I wanted it to. And I was just about to put everything back and walk away. But then I said, hold up, let me go to the register. Let me give this same $20 bill to this cashier, and she took it gladly. Why? Because it still has value, even though it had marks on it. It had markers on it, because we have scars. We are scarred from things in our past. This $20 bill has been through a lot. This $20 bill has been stepped on. This $20 bill has been crumpled up. This $20 bill have numbers on it and letters and writing, and it had scars on it. This $20 bill was ripped just a little bit. It was holding on just by a piece of tape, but guess what? That cashier still took it. That cashier still took it because that $20 bill was still a $20 bill. That $20 bill was still a $20 bill. It still has value. Just because people hurt you, you do not have to throw yourself away. Just because you are scarred, you do not have to throw yourself away. You do not have less value because you are scarred. You do not have less value because you are broken. You do not have less value because people have walked on you. You are still a $20 bill, and you still have value. You still have a purpose. So stop allowing other people to throw you away, and stop throwing yourself away. Stop throwing yourself away because you feel that you no longer have value. Baby, you are still a $20 bill. It don't matter what that $20 bill has been through. It still has value, and so do you. So do you. I need you to know that you are worthy in spite of. I need you to know that you are valuable in spite of. Baby, come on, Lawrence. You ain't gotta be fixed to make it. Because you're going to make it in spite of. In spite of. You ain't got to be fixed to make it. Because you're going to make it anyway, in spite of. You got this. It's going to be okay, in spite of what you're going through right now. You're going to be okay. All I want you to do now that you have gotten to the altar is reach out your hands. Let your hands grab my hands. Put them out. It don't, you ain't look, listen, you are not looking foolish. Let your hands grab my hands. I'm holding your hands and I'm looking you in your eyes and I'm telling you that you're going to be okay. We going to be okay. We going to be all right. Each and every one of y'all, I'm holding your hands and I'm telling you that you're going to be okay in spite of. You are worthy. You are enough in spite of. So go out there and be great because you are worth showing up for. You're worth being great for in spite of. Okay? Know that I love you. Now go give that love to yourself because you deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. Yes, you are going to be great on purpose. You are going to have a good day on purpose. Because you deserve to. Because you deserve to. Know that you got this. Allow yourself to be great. Know that you are everything and everything is you. So go out there and be great. Love on yourself. Show yourself some love. Show yourself some grace. You may be going through something, but it's going to take you to something. You may be going through something, but it's going to take you to something. Okay? Now you go out there and be great in their face, honey. And as always, have a good day on purpose, huh? You're welcome. Mm-hmm. Not pop, cause bitch, you're gorgeous.